Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. Excerpts from Published Speeches, page 317. 1974 to 1983. We have also started an ocean church. It is a simple fact that the world is one-third land and two-thirds ocean. Man can eat everything that lives in the ocean, including the plants that grow there. Can you eat everything that grows on land? The ocean has whatever the land has, and even more. There are thousands of kinds of fish. Americans prefer to eat the meat grown on land, but they never learned to eat the meat grown in the ocean. Recently, Americans have learned that fish is better protein than red meat, and they think of it as a natural food which is uncontaminated. Now they are becoming interested in eating fish so that they can live longer. In Wyoming, a cattleman told me that cattle could be bought from $20 to $70 a head if bought in quantity. In New York, beef is much more expensive, more like $400 a head. One big tuna costs $3.50 per pound, and sometimes they are over 1,000 pounds. If you caught one big tuna a year, that would be almost $4,000 income. A tuna lays 1.5 million eggs in spawning season. But what about a cow? She has one calf a year, or two at the most. Would it be more advantageous to raise cattle and take care of them all year, or go out on the ocean and catch one tuna? I really like the name tuna better than the name cow. If you catch one tuna a year, you can support yourself. You can ask your husband why he bothers holding down a regular job where his superiors just give him headaches, and advise him to catch just two tuna to support his family for 1 year. When you are confident you can catch two tuna, you won't worry about not having enough money anymore. The fishing ports in America are declining because young people don't want to fish, so the citizens are anxious to see their towns revived. They know there is a good future in the oceans. Our leaders were told to go talk to the city fathers in the towns I have picked and tell them why we are there and what we will do with our own money and what kind of center activities we will have. When they know we are committed to making the fishing business prosper once more, there will be some support groups which will want to help train our ocean-going crews. We will offer a program to any young men who are interested in working at sea and show them what we are about. If they like our way of worshiping God, we will take them as candidates. As soon as a 5-man crew is assembled, it will be assigned one boat. The 30 centers will compete to see who brings the better quality people. Which will have more results, Ocean Church or the present system in the state centers? As the work expands, each small boat will have 10 more boats under it, and soon we will have, with 30 centers, 300 boats, plus 30 big boats around the American coastline. Would you unmatched members like to be matched with people from the land church or ocean church? It's up to you. You have to live with that person, not me. When this ocean church is really underway, people will cherish it as a monument to the revival of their towns. America has 3 of the 4 best fishing grounds in the entire world, but America is not utilizing them because there is no substantial market for fish here. The beauty of our organization is that we will make our own boats, catch our own fish, and sell them in our own stores. America's fishing industry is declining, first of all because the ocean-going way of life is harder than life on land. Young people don't want a hard life. Second, fish don't sell well here. Wholesalers sometimes pay only 5 cents per pound for fish, which is ridiculous. Third, the husbands are away at sea often, and their families start to break up. In this situation, who will go out to the ocean? Only Unification Church members. We pass the test in all areas. Technology has made boat operations simple by the development of automatic pilots. You tell the machine which direction to go, and the boat will follow that course automatically. Now, even a frail young woman can sit in the boat that used to be occupied by husky, burly captains. How fascinated God will be to see her, even when she dozes off because the automatic pilot is driving the boat and she has nothing to do. I like that. How beautiful she would be. Will you women become captains one day? You should not forget there are sharks in the water. If even the women want to go, how can the men back away? You have to kick any such man. We have people who want to go, so that's the first problem taken care of. Second, is selling any problem for us? The women say it is no problem. Third, would you wives leave your husbands because they are away at sea too much? Even if they are out for 6 years? this ocean business is truly reserved for Unification Church members. Our Duty, Our Mission, October 5th, 1980. In the Unification Church, we have five different colors of skin coming from all different parts of the world. Our goal is to unite them into one family of man. Furthermore, Unification Church life is complex. It involves not only Sunday morning service, but all kinds of things, including boat building and catching fish. There are even more fantastic things coming in the future. The same principle is being applied to boat making. Our people are making the best boat under the sun, but making it the least expensive. The only way they can do that is by sacrificially giving themselves. Through this process, the most beautiful boat is created, and no one else has a boat that can compete. With the same spirit, we can make a society, a nation. If we Moonies make the best kind of nation for the cheapest price, there won't be room for communism to creep in. In the fishing industry, for example, I am working on such a scale that no competitor can outdo me. Once I proclaim something, it will echo through the entire country and the entire world. People cannot help but listen. I operate on a simple principle, and I have a plan. Things that are important to you, February 1st, 1981. Tune in tomorrow for more excerpts from published speeches.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.